You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily, nightly dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day or night, depending on when I can get time to record. I'm your host, Ryan Andrews from JaysFromTheCouch.com, back to start another week of Blue Jays talk. Results-wise, hopefully it goes the same as last week. That was a pretty good road trip, 6-1 away from home, heading into Tuesday night's game. And we're going to talk about some of the positive things we saw against Oakland on the weekend, where, especially at the plate, we will discuss, you know, happier things. But unfortunately, we have to start with the devastating injury to the Blue Jays rotation and just basically what that's going to mean going forward. Not talking about Aaron Sanchez's fingernail. I'm sorry, hon, but you need to invest in some cuticle oil or something. Just can't be breaking nails like this. It's not good. So hopefully Aaron's all right. Looks like he's tentative for his next start on the weekend, so hopefully he's still good to go then. But obviously the bigger injury happened to Matt Shoemaker, and with a guy like Matt Shoemaker, you were aware of the injury history. You knew something was probably going to come at some point, but this was just heartbreaking to see. Shoemaker got caught in a rundown to end the third inning against Oakland, and he started hopping on one leg and then crumpled and then just started pounding the ground in frustration. And you crossed your fingers hoping it was something minor, like it was something you could bounce back from. Unfortunately, the news came yesterday and it was not good. It is a torn ACL for Matt Shoemaker, meaning he is done for the season. People who remember Marcus Stroman with the same injury, Matt Shoemaker's not Marcus Stroman. He's not going to be able to come back in 6 months from this. It's going to be a full year for Shoemaker. And that really sucks because Shoemaker was dominant when he was on the mound. He'll finish 2019 with a 3-0 record, a 1.57 ERA, and 5 starts. And, you know, again, you just feel for a guy who's had to overcome so much in his career just to get back to the point of being as dominant as he was, and to go down like that on an innocuous play. Like, he wasn't collided with. It was just a pop. And it leaves the Blue Jays in a very difficult spot, even with the off days coming up. Like, people thought the off days were like, it's going to be rest. They might be able to send Trent Thornton down for a bit, just to get him another start. That plan goes out the window with Matt Shoemaker being down. Now Thornton has to be one of those guys who makes a start in this kind of four-man rotation that the Blue Jays will have going forward, at least for the next little bit, well, with the off days and such. So, unfortunately, that does also beg the question, who will take Matt Shoemaker's spot in the rotation when the Blue Jays are going to need a fifth starter again? And this came up a little bit this came up on Saturday when I tweeted out about how, you know, Rob Fi was saying, oh, we might stretch out Biagini, and like, absolutely not. Joe Biagini has proven he's a reliever. Do not mess with him. We don't need to go through that again. And then that begged the question, well, would you look to Thomas Pannone or Sam Gavilio to take up that spot, given how well they've pitched in the bullpen? And personally, I don't see it. And just a reminder, Thomas Pannone is 1-2 of a 3.55 ERA. He has made a start already this season, but That start was terrible. And if you actually take that start out of his stats and just look at the starter reliever split for Pannone, as I pull it up here. Yeah, as a reliever, Thomas Pannone has a 0.9 ERA in 10 innings. Absolutely insane. He has 11 strikeouts in those 10 innings. Now, in his one start, he went 2 2/3, struck out 6, but gave up 4 runs. And you could feel he was kind of taking something off his pitches just to be more durable. And unfortunately, Cleveland lit him up. So I'm loath to say Pannone needs to go back there, especially when the splits are that distinct when it comes to him starting versus him relieving. And that's the same thing with Sam Gaviglia, who's thought to be just a long man, but we're seeing him in more one-inning situations now, and he's been really good in them. Even in the long appearance that he made after Shoemaker went down, pitching 4 innings of shutout ball. Gaviglia has a 1.20 ERA in 7 games. He's pitched 15 innings. He's had 16 strikeouts. So a lot of people are looking to him as the candidate. And again, I would not move him. It's the old maxim. You don't fix what isn't broke. And right now, Sam Gaviglia is far from the broken starter we saw last year. He's able to dial up his stuff. Again, it's like Pannone. When you know you're not going as long, you can focus on just ratcheting up your arsenal and giving it to the fullest extent, because you don't have to try and think about durability. You can just go out there and just pitch as hard as you know you can. And I worry that switching Gaviglia and Pannone back into that starter mentality might cause them to lose what's making them so effective as a reliever, because this isn't going to be a permanent thing. And I'm going to get to that in a sec. But honestly, if this does drag out, my personal preference would be for Jacob Wagsback to come up and get the start. I've talked about Wagsback a little bit. He's made 3 starts for Buffalo this season. He's 2-1 with a 4.11 ERA, 18 strikeouts and 15 in the 3rd innings. Only 4 walks, which is great. So the ratios are in Wagsback's favor. The only reason why I wouldn't see him promoted is just because the Buffalo pitching staff is a garbage fire right now. It's really, really bad. Like, the second best starter after Wagsback is probably Jordan Romano, and he's 1-1 with a 6.75 ERA. So yeah, there's not a lot down there right now for the Bisons, but Wagsback's proven why he's on that 40-man roster. And if it's just going to be a spot start, I would rather see him come up, get a taste of major league action, and then go right back down. Because the main answer to the question, who is going to replace Matt Shoemaker in the rotation, is on the disabled list right now. And that's going to be Clayton Richard. And I know he's become kind of a forgotten man on this Blue Jays team just because he hasn't made an appearance, but he was acquired to eat innings for a team that wasn't going to be going anywhere. So he's more than likely going to be the one who, you know, comes off the IL. I shouldn't call it the other one because that's bad. He's going to come off the IL in early May. That's the current time frame for him. And then he'll be able to go right into the starting rotation and give the Blue Jays a lefty again, because they don't actually have a lefty starter with Ryan Barucki also on the shelf. So he's going to be the natural answer. And I see some fans who are so excited about this start that the Blue Jays have made, like, oh, well, this is the time to sign Dallas Keuchel. This is the time to go get him. Like, even on a 1-year deal, they're not going to look at Keuchel. Keuchel's not going to look at the Blue Jays. If Keuchel's signing a 1-year deal, he wants to go somewhere where he can have that silly win-loss ratio go up, and he has no guarantee of that in Toronto. So, and again, Scott Boras client. We know how they deal with Scott Boras clients. It's why Aaron Sanchez constantly is coming up in trade rumors. But that's, you know, that's a topic for another day, maybe when his finger isn't broken. But yeah, for now, the likely result will be when he's healthy in May, because again, right now, the Blue Jays don't actually need a fifth starter. They've got Trent Thornton and Clay Buchholz going against San Francisco. They will have Stroman and hopefully Sanchez going in the first two games against Oakland when they come to Toronto, and then Thornton will be starting on 5 days rest. So they'll be all right for the little bit, potentially, until Clayton Richard comes back. So that's, again, that's a boring answer, but it's probably what's going to happen with the Blue Jays, that they're just going to remain in-house. They're not going to go sign anyone, as much as I joked about it on Twitter, but you know, it is what it is. We knew what this team was coming in to this season. We will talk about what they're doing on offense right after this break. But first, just a reminder that this podcast, like many on the Locked On Podcast Network, is sponsored by Blue Chew. That's blue as in Blue Jays. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable pill with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it'll work for you. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. And women, this is for you, because it's not just for men. It's actually, there have been studies done to show that these types of pills are actually effective when dealing with menstrual cramps. So go for it. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So, you know, you don't have to go hemming and hawing at the doctor asking for it. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy while they, you know, silently laugh at you behind the counter, because come on. And best of all, there's no more awkwardness. So you get to avoid all that. Blue Chew is made in the USA, and since it prepares and ships directly to you, it's actually cheaper than going to the pharmacy. And if you go to BlueChew.com right now, as a listener of Locked On Blue Jays, you can get your first shipment for free when you enter the special promo code MLB. You just pay the shipping and handling. So again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. It's a better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right. So I said we would talk about positive things in the second half, what little time there is left in the second half. So let's talk about the offense, because the offense was good. The offense lit up Oakland to the tune of a .318 batting average over those three games. That's streets ahead of anything close to what the Blue Jays have done so far this season. Actually, there are three teams that they've had better than a .240 average this season. And two of them were the teams they just faced on that road trip, Oakland and Minnesota. They actually hit .270 against Minnesota. They hit .273 against Boston in that two-game set. Other than that, garbage. But, yeah, it looks so good seeing that atop the lineup. And, you know, you kind of get a little worried, because it did seem like the offense regressed back to the homer happy days when you see Smoke and Grichuk and Teoscar going deep. Brandon Drury hit his first two home runs of the season. So Rowdy went yard. So you kind of don't want to see that regression, but new leadoff man Eric Sogard's working out very well. After a week with the Blue Jays, he still has a .409 batting average. His two doubles and five RBIs, which is more than Billy McKinney's done in four times the games. That's more than Brandon Drury's done, even with the home runs in Oakland. So it's really amazing what they seem to have found with Sogard. He seems to be like Eric Sogard when he signed with the Blue Jays. I knew him basically for that 2017 season with Milwaukee when he was absolutely on fire and was just seeing everything and just hitting everything, and I ended up picking him up on my fantasy team. So Sogard's capable of these runs and then capable of going ice cold immediately after. And until then, I say the Blue Jays just let this ride as long as they can, because Sogard fills a need as a lefty bat, as an infielder who actually hits for contact. They actually have both their infielders who hit for contact now, since Richard Urania has been called back up to fill the roster spot vacated by Matt Shoemaker. But it's been nice to have that guy who's a veteran guy on this team who is able to kind of slow things down and show Blue Jays batters that, you know, you don't have to go after the first pitch every time. I mentioned that after the Minnesota game, how you seen like an average of almost 6 pitches per bat. Like, that's what you want to do. You want to make these pitchers work and, you know, throw to you. And you look at it, and it's starting to trickle down a little bit. Like even though Teoscar Hernandez had an 0-for-5 night on Sunday, he still saw 26 pitches. Danny Jansen, 4 plate appearances, 21 pitches. These guys are starting to see more pitches. And, again, that's going to be huge for younger batters to learn, to be able to draw the pitcher into making those mistake pitches that they got so many of against Oakland. So, I mean, granted, this is a day-to-day sort of thing, because I build up Eric Sogard for that. And in his last game on Saturday, he saw 17 pitches and 6 at-bats. So he was barely, not even 3 pitches per at-bat. He was just getting a bunch of strikes and just going at them. But, you know, it's that kind of smart approach to the plate that was so sorely lacking in the early part of the season for the Blue Jays. And if it rubs off on some of these guys, if Brandon Drury starts, you know, taking longer looks at pitches instead of just swinging immediately, if Billy McKinney can use that to get better wood on those balls, if Socrates Brito can freaking do anything, which, by the way, we should give Socrates Brito credit. He ended his hitless streak with the Blue Jays. He's officially on the board, so golf clap. Also, amazingly, he scored 4 runs as a Blue Jay despite getting only 1 hit. So, you know, he's magic or something. But, no, I just wanted to give some praise to the offense there. And, you know, even some of the pitching, because like Elvis Luciano came out and did all right. He did exactly what you expect him to do, like getting mop-up innings in a game on Saturday. The only person who didn't do what you expected was Ryan Tepera, who gave up 3 runs and made the Sunday game way closer than it deserved to be. But, you know, we'll chalk that up to rust, and hopefully Tepera can work his way back and not force Ken Giles to make 4 out saves. But, you know, those are minor complaints at this time. And obviously the focus shifts more towards San Francisco this week and potentially Vlad Jr. coming up. We'll talk about Vlad on tomorrow's podcast, in addition to kind of teeing up the San Francisco series and the return of Kevin Pillar. But until then, that brings us to the end of this episode of Locked On Blue Jays. Just a reminder, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, what are you doing with your life? Like, you can subscribe to it on Himalaya, which is a great new curated podcast app. Just finds a bunch of podcasts you're going to like. You can subscribe on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. If you're listening through the wall of your apartment, you can yell at your neighbor to subscribe however they do so. If you're in your car, you can tell your phone to play Locked On Blue Jays, and if it has the right app, it'll do that. So check it out. Follow me on Twitter at NeoAC18. That's NeoAC18. If you want to interact with me and talk about things that I've said or done, I don't know how you know the things that I've done, but Hey, if you want to talk about that song by the Killers, we can do that too. I don't care. And follow the podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all under Locked On Jays. So you don't miss an episode, although you should be subscribed, because come on. But anyway, for everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network, and for everyone at Jays from the Couch, I've been Ryan Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and y'all take care.